There you are! I've been waiting for days. I'm so happy to finally see you again! Yes, days! Every night I've come up to the surface, just gazing at the horizon for your return. Hoping to see your silhouette against the setting sun. I thought I did so many times, but I realized my hopeful mind was getting the better of me. It was always something else. I didn't dare to believe it was actually you this time. I thought my imagination was really strong when your silhouette became bigger and bigger with every step you took. But now you're here! You're finally back! I've missed you so much. I never doubted that you'd come back. You've returned every summer after all. When you finally got close enough, it was hard to mistake you for something else. You look just the same as you always have. You even still have that disheveled hair. Well, I guess I do too. Long red hair, a glimmering tail fan. Just the usual me I've always been. Have you missed me? I'm so glad. It's never fun missing someone, but it makes meeting them again so much better. Every summer I get so much happier. My family gets suspicious of me. They wonder why I smile so much and bombard me with questions about where I go in the evenings. I can't blame them. I'd be suspicious too if I saw someone head to the surface by nightfall. They think I have a human admirer. I guess I sort of do. Are you an admirer? I hope so. You are admiring me right now, aren't you? You're so sweet. It truly makes my heart skip a bit when you say I'm beautiful. Oh, I'm glad you noticed. This is in fact new. It's a decorative hair comb. I made it myself. Do you want to look? Here. It is kind of heavy. It's made out of transparent sea glass. You can't believe how long it took me to get into this shape. I think it was worth it, though. I just love the violet tint it has. It matches my eyes. The pretty coral and flower pieces are from my own garden. And... I actually thought of you when I decorated. You said you like the glimmering pearls. I helped a lot of oysters clean their inner shell, and as a thanks, they gave me these pearls. So, do you think it's pretty? I'm glad. I worked really hard on it. Sure, I can put it back on. What for? Really? You think it looks even prettier when I'm wearing it? Thanks. I like it when you look at me like this. You're so beautiful when you smile. It makes me happy. But... Sorry, I just couldn't resist. It just felt like the perfect moment. So defenseless and lost in thoughts. I should have waited till you undressed to your shorts. But now that you are so wet, you should do it before you get cold. And hurry up. There's something I want to show you. Good. You almost washed me away with that jump. Okay, we need to get pretty far below the surface to reach it. You'll need my breath. You know how it goes. I have to kiss you and get my oxygen into your lungs, okay? Okay. Sorry, that was just a normal kiss. I just wanted to kiss you again. I've missed you. Now I'll give you my breath. Just remember to hold it in, okay? It'll be fine. Are you ready? I promise I won't dash away from you this time. We'll swim at your speed. Let's dive. You okay like this? I'm not going too quick, am I? Oh shoot! I hit you with my tail fin, didn't I? I didn't mean to, honest! Here, take my hand, and we'll swim next to each other. You're so cute, my adorable human. I always thought it looked silly when humans swim. Propelling yourself with your legs like that? It's just amusing to see. Especially when it's you. You're extra cute. But even when you're so amusing to watch, it's hard not to be amazed when it looks so magnificent here. Just look at this place. The coral, the fish. When the sun hits them like this, it's just amazing. This was my favorite shore even before we met. I guess that's why we met in the first place. It's so long ago now. I still remember it so vividly though. You were taking a walk with your parents when I was bathing in the sun. I tried to hide when I saw you, but you caught a glimpse of me first. I remember how you told your parents there was a girl out there in the water, and they just said you had a wild imagination. No matter how much you tried to convince them, they didn't budge. I couldn't help but catch a look at you again, and just as you turned the corner of the big rock, you met my eyes. You came looking for me the day after. You were so cute. You just sat down on the sand and waited and waited and waited, staring at the sea. I think you had started to believe your parents were right when I showed myself. I know I shouldn't have. It's risky for our kind to meet humans. But I'm also glad I took the chance. You are so worth it. What are you doing? Why did you let go of your breath? No, no, don't panic. You're all right. Listen, let all of it out. Breathe out everything you have in your lungs. Good, like that. Quickly now. You okay? My breath should be keeping you going until we're there. It will feel weird to have water left in your lungs, but it's not dangerous as long as you hold my breath. I'll help you when we get there. You gave me such a scare, you damn moron! Just don't do that again, okay? We're almost there. See the cave there? That's where we're going. It will be very dark for you, so you won't see much, but I will lead you. You'll just have to trust me. Okay, so just be careful now and try to keep close to me and you won't bump into anything. We'll go slow, but it's not a long swim at all from here. We're going pretty much straight towards the surface. Oh look! You can already see the sunlight. That's where we're going. I can't wait until you see it. It's absolutely magical. Look at all the bioluminescent vegetation surrounding the walls here. It's so pretty! Okay, when we get to the surface, you need to breathe everything out, okay? You have to do this first. When my breath is gone, you can spit out the rest of the water in your lungs. If it's too difficult, we'll do it all over again until everything is out, okay? Good. Here we go. Now breathe out. Good. Good. Now, get the water out. Breathe in. Yeah? You're good? Thank God. Now come here. You're such an idiot. Did you know that? Why in heavens did you try to speak? Because I'm worth it too? What do you... because I said you were worth risking it when I showed myself to you. Okay, well, you're a very sweet idiot. Let's get up on the sand. Oh, no, you don't have to help me. Just because I don't have any legs doesn't mean I can't move on land, you dummy. You're just as amazed as I hoped you would be. I know I'm going on and on about the coral, but the colors are so vivid and clear. The glowing vegetation just below the surface. They are so beautiful when the sun finally sets. You'll see. It will cover the entire cave with a cozy bluish light. And yes, of course, the most important part for humans. The hole at the top letting the air and sand in. The water level is very low right now. That's why the top of the cave is so far above the surface now. From the outside, it just looks like a giant rock far out in the sea. The fact that the plateau we're on is covered in soft sand is just the icing on the cake. I'm so happy that I can share this with you. Oh, sorry. I just reached for your hand unconsciously. It's okay. Thanks. Hey, would you like to stay the night with me? I know. It's not the first time we've fallen asleep together. But I always feel awkward when I ask. But I'm happy. It will be nice. It's been a while since I slept on a sand bed like this. It's actually pretty comfy. Hey, lie down with me. Lend me your arm. Just like so. There. Now I have a pillow too. What are you doing? You can't just steal my pillow. Give it back. Yeah. I like that. Your chest is probably a better pillow than your arm. This is really nice. I've said it twice since we met already, but I really have missed you. So much. I just feel so happy when you hold me like this. And look! The sun is starting to set. You can already see the moon and stars. Isn't it just the prettiest sight in the world? No? What's better? Me? That's so cheesy! You can't say stuff like that, you dummy! probably regret bringing this up already, but I think it's time we talk. You know about what? About how we said goodbye last summer. I sort of wanted to forget about it for tonight, but I can't. I can't think of anything else. My heart is going crazy. About my proposition. It was a bad way to say goodbye. I felt so anxious when I went back home. But even though it came out in the heat of the moment, I meant every word of it. And I still do. I really want to be with you. I want you to stay with me. I want us to create a life together. Do you... I mean... have you made a decision? Of course, you may ask me anything. Yes, you're right. We never really got to talk about how it would happen and work. It's not unheard of for humans to be with mermaids. In fact, there are two humans living in our town right now. They are both very old. If you accept my offer and come with me, you would be the first in several generations. No, it wasn't really a lie when I said mermaids have to hide from humans, but it wasn't always like that. A long time ago, we lived in harmony with a small fishing village on the coast not far from here. But eventually, new and cruel humans from far away came and sort of overtook the village. The new humans started hunting us. So we had to flee and make our life far below the surface where humans couldn't go. Anyway, the two humans living in our town right now are descendants from the village when we live in peace together. Right. Normally humans can't come to our village because of the depth it's located in. But there's a ritual a mermaid can do with a human that will make it possible. This is what we'd have to do if you decide to come with me. No! I'm not gonna bite you so you grow a fin and become a mermaid! We're not vampires! But I guess in some ways it'll be like that. When the ritual is completed, your body will change. Not on the outside. And you won't feel any different at all. But your DNA would be altered. Mainly, there are three things that will happen. First of all, it would allow you to breathe underwater, just like me. Secondly, the pressure of the depths, at least the depth we live at, won't affect you. It will sort of be the opposite. The underwater will be your new home. Being on the surface will feel weird. You'd experience vertigo and nausea if you stay more than a few hours. Third, you will live as long as mermaids, which is about 150 years. Your body will just age slower. I guess you could say. And there's one more thing. But it's sort of awkward to talk about. Maybe we can skip it. No, fine, you're right. Okay, you deserve to know. Any children we have would be a mermaid through and through. Oh no, wait! I didn't mean us in particular. Wait, yes, I do. But not necessarily, just in general. A child between a mermaid and a human will always be a mermaid. Okay, that was why I knew it would be awkward. Next question, please. Don't tease me! You know I'm shy! Yes, that's correct. Your outside body wouldn't change. You still have your legs and all. So you would still be able to live on the surface if you have a change of heart. The vertigo and the nausea will eventually go away and you'll be a normal human. Yes, it makes me sad to think about it. But if you go back to the surface, the changes to you will reverse. Your life expectancy would go back to that of a human. Eventually, you wouldn't be able to breathe under the water anymore. And you would always be able to have a human child with another human. I emphasize the you, because while you will change back eventually, the ritual is irreversible for me. I will never be able to be with another, not a mermaid or a human. So it is a bit scary. Love is fluid. Our feelings change over time. There's a chance that even if you love me now, you might not always love me. And if that happens, you'd be able to go back to your normal life, but I wouldn't. Yes, without a doubt. I want to go through with the ritual anyway. Love is scary, but it's also wonderful and beautiful. And I risked my well-being once before. When I showed myself to the little boy on the shore. And that was the best decision I've ever made. I am willing to risk this as well, because you are worth it. I am too? Really? Does that mean you'll do the ritual with me? Are you sure? Absolutely sure. What about your life on the surface? You know it would mean you stay with me. You have already arranged everything? Are you serious? So it's not like I convince you now? You had already decided to come with me before you got here? I'm so happy! I tried to hide it, but all of this made me feel so anxious. I felt like every word I said would be a deal breaker. I'm so happy you want to come with me. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah? You're not just saying that, are you? Heavens, I've been waiting to hear those three words for so long. I'm so happy I could cry. Kiss me again. It's like all of my worry and anxiety just disappeared. I feel so many emotions right now. I want to cry and laugh and smile and just kiss you. There is one thing I didn't really mention. You might have been able to read between lines, but the closest comparison this has to your world is marriage. But instead of just simply exchanging vows, it's deeper than that. It's an actual physical and mental connection. Yeah? I'm glad you understood what the ritual meant. I'm so happy I finally get to show you my home. I know you've been curious about it. And honestly, it's so different compared to a human's village. It will probably be a cultural shock for you. Oh, and introducing you to my friends and parents. I'm sure they will love you. No, my parents wouldn't mind that you are a human. Like I said before, they already suspect that's why I go to the surface. And they haven't told me off. They've always been the supportive, true love is blind kind of parents. As long as I'm happy, they are happy. That kind of thing. So you have nothing to worry about. This night has been perfect. Everything will be great from now on. I just know it. Oh, did you just yawn? How can you? Damn it! I got your yawn. It's not my fault. It's a natural reaction for some reason. But I understand you are tired. You got here quite late and you had a long trip to get here. Do you want to rest? It's okay. I don't mind lying in your arms like this. And you are really cute when you're sleeping. Yes, yes, you do. I can trace my finger over your chest and hum you to sleep if you like. It will be my pleasure. Close your eyes and fall asleep, my beautiful human.